The reading is taken from Romans chapter 8, verses 18 to 27. Consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. The promise of a future glory in which everything will be put to rights, not just ourselves, but the whole of creation. Why creation? Beautiful and awesome as it is, this is not a perfect world for humans, as anyone living near an active volcano or earthquake zone knows. According to Paul, the world itself is to be redeemed in his vision. The world which fell when Adam and Eve fell. The world which the first two humans were given to rule. And I think we all know that we're not to just sit back and say God will eventually come and sort things out. I think we have to keep Paul's vision of a redeemed world in our hearts and minds in order to act now, each in our own way, in the best way we can. We're seeing wildfires having raged across Europe. We know people have died from the heat. Harvests have been damaged. And there are good things, too, that we need to support and pray for. For the climatologists, horticulturalists, relief workers in areas of war and disaster, people working for peaceful solutions to conflict. And for our farmers coping with this changing climate, and also for the fun to be had from our interaction with nature. Our own Kilnsey show and the Kettlewell Horticultural Show. We need to pray for all these things, to support and act for these things. So shall we have a short period of silence, or if anyone wishes to pray aloud, they can do, and bring these concerns to God. Lord, give us wisdom before we speak, understanding while we listen, sensitivity towards those we meet, and the perspective of your kingdom in which to see the things of earth. Bring us to the day's ending, blessed through having shared the day's beginning. In Christ's name we ask this. Amen. Shall we say the blessing together? May God bless us, may God keep us in the Spirit's care and lead our lives with love. May Christ's warm welcome shine from our hearts and Christ's own peace prevail through this and every day till the greater life shall call. Amen.